As colleges and universities across the country rolled out their plans for the fall, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced international students can't be in the U.S. if their classes are entirely online. Many schools had already announced classes would be mostly online to reduce exposure to the coronavirus. WFAE's Laura Brace spoke to an Italian senior at Queen's University in Charlotte who thought he'd already experienced the worst-case scenario.
Just as 23-year-old Paolo Bompieri began training for his last tennis season as a Queen's University Royal, ICE announced international students have to leave the country if all their classes are online because of the pandemic.
Not the best way to end the tennis career, you know?
The rising senior studying business administration and math has already had a rough year. His team's promising spring season was cut short, and plans of reuniting with his family back in Verona, Italy this summer were canceled. His region was one of the hardest hit in all of Europe.
I was home like last summer for a little bit, like last August. Of course, my mom wanted me to go home, you know, because I haven't been for a while.
Now he may be heading home sooner than expected, and for good, unless his university comes up with a plan to keep international students here. Bompieri and his classmates are hopeful.
I know that Queens is going to try everything to, like, to find a way around this rule, you know. So I'm pretty confident things are going to be fine.
10% of undergraduate students at Queen's are international. University leaders say they plan to offer hybrid courses, where instruction is both on campus and online. This would keep these students with F1 visas eligible to stay in the U.S. M1 visas, on the other hand, are given to students interested in going to vocational schools, like the Academy of Aviation in Gastonia. 40% of students in the academy are international. Director Bianca Baldwin says there's less risk for international students on M1 visas to have to leave since vocational training is very hands-on.
Obviously, you can't fly online and obtain a license. You have to. There is some simulation allowed in advanced simulators, but those are within the school and there's only certain percentages.
Davidson College tweeted that they will do all they can to protect students no matter their country of origin. Farther east, Duke University also shared a statement in support of students, but haven't released a plan on how. Meanwhile, MIT and Harvard are jointly suing ICE over the new guidelines. In a statement, MIT called the regulations unlawful and disruptive and says it makes students question whether they are truly welcome in the U.S. For WFAE, I'm Laura Brace.